Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little ZZ Top bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Tamar Jacoby, one of our good friends, longtime Brain Trust members, the president of Immigration Works, Immigration Works USA.
USA.
And then is that and then a .org on the end?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, Immigration USA, ImmigrationWorksUSA.org. So check that out, folks. Reinventing the Melting Pot is her book. We're talking about the most recent behavior of the president to grant some special consideration to the children of illegal immigrants who are brought here without their own, not of their own free will. These people clearly need some special consideration. But instead of the president working with Congress, who'd already, members of Congress had already created a variation of this theme, instead of trying to work something out in the middle, he chose to go alone and spike the football in the end zone all by himself. Tamar, this result, because it's now being done, right? These people are now being given the benefit of the president's actions. What does this have to do with small businesses?
So if you are a business owner and you are in an industry where there are a lot of unauthorized immigrants, you know, chances are you try hard to figure out who they are and you run them through your normal system. But even when you do that, you know, often if you're in an agricultural kind of business or in a restaurant, hospitality, you know, there's a chance that there's some people in your business that have gotten good fake papers and gotten through, right? No fault of your own, you know, not because you're not doing the procedures. You've got your I-9s, you're looking at their documents, but if they've got really good false documents, they're getting through. So there are lots of people in that situation, lots of employers who, you know, try to be on the right side of the law, but, you know, kind of are worried that there might be somebody in their workforce who, you know, who had better papers than they saw through.
Mm-hmm.
And so the problem for somebody like that is what happens if one of these, so the think tanks think that there's probably about 1.5 million people, young people, who are eligible for this deferred action, it's called, 1.5 million. And more than half of them are working, because they can be between 16 and 31 years old, so there's a lot of people in there in the workforce. So the problem is, what if some of those people are working for you?
Mm-hmm.
And the issue is that if they come to you and they say, I need paperwork showing that I was working for you on January 1st, you know, that's not a problem. There are many reasons. I could go to my, I'm perfectly legal. I could go to my employer and say, you know, Tamar, I need you to prove I was working here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get a mortgage, or I'm trying to, you know, who knows what. But, and that's fine. So if people come to you and say, I need proof I was working here, it's fine.
Right.
It's no problem. You're not in any hot water. But if the person comes to you and says, I need paper showing I was working here on January 1st because I'm about to apply for the president's deferred action,
mm-hmm.
you basically know at that point that they're unauthorized.
And you potentially are exposing yourself to retroactively, right?
Well, that's the point. If you keep them, you're exposing yourself. That's the problem. Basically, when someone
so
comes
for them to come out
says,
of the closet with you on this immigration thing, they basically almost assure themselves of being fired.
Exactly. I mean, you basically at that point have to fire them.
You have to fire
because
them.
the trick with immigration is it's something called constructive knowledge.
Wow.
You're in hot water if any smart person could figure out from the evidence that there was a problem here, you're in trouble. So it's not, you know, it's not just a matter of when Maria comes to you and says, "Oh boss, I'm sorry, I have to tell you I'm not really Maria. I'm Sophia, and I
mm-hmm.
came here 10 years ago,"
mm-hmm.
you're in trouble when the Social Security Administration writes you a letter and
mm-hmm.
says, you know, that Maria...
So you've already, even if you fire them, you've already got problems, don't you?
Well, no, if you terminate them, then you're okay. You say, I didn't know before.
Can you terminate them? Can you say, okay, I will give you paperwork. I'm going to give you two pieces of paper. I'm going to give you evidence of your employment also your pink slip. Go get your papers in order and come back and I'll hire you back.
Yes, that you can do. And there are lots of employers who want to help their employees, right?
Yeah.
Lots of employers, these are
but
the best
still have
employees.
To sever. They still have to sever, don't they?
Right. But so the hope is that enough of these young people are going to figure out that they can, either they'll figure out a way to prove who they are without going to the boss. That's
right.
The best. If they do come to you, hopefully they'll figure out, you know, I can ask them for papers, but don't tell them why. You know, the trouble is you're at the mercy of what they do, and you can't tell them, don't ask me, you know. You can't. So, I mean, one of the things the lawyers we work with have been suggesting is that maybe people want to say to people, not anything about deferred action, but just, you know, we're happy at any time to give you proof that you work here. Fill out this form and submit it to this, you know, in this place, so
right.
that you're not in a situation of talking to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you talk to them, it's the risk of them mentioning why. It's such an easy human error. You know, it's just like in conversation, they mention why. So you know, one way to go around it might be to institute a practice with a form where anyone in your firm at any time can get evidence that they were working there at whatever, for whatever purposes,
right.
but make it on paper and not, you know, don't get into an interaction with
two of the classic examples of failed leadership, folks, from Washington, and I'm not talking about any political party, is the fact that America does not have a viable, productive, and comprehensive energy plan. And the other one is that America does not have a viable, productive, and comprehensive immigration plan. Total failure. They should not be paid their money because they failed. The Congress, the White House, Washington, the political class have failed in these two areas. And they should be fired, and their money should be taken back that we paid them for, the work that they should have done. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.